We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. Now, my friends, I'd like to call your attention to the seventh verse of the seventh chapter of Matthew. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now, let's say it again. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ sets forth a principle there. How do I get answers to prayer? I get answers to prayer by asking. I get what I need from God by seeking. I get the door open by knocking. That's all plain. That's a principle. But you know, you don't ask if you don't ask right. Okay? You're not asking. God tells you how to ask. Now, if you say, well, I asked, but I asked my own way. Well, that's all right. You're liberated. The God that told you to ask told you how to ask. Okay? And a man that doesn't do what God told him to do in the way God told him to do it, if he knows a way, then he's a disobedient person, just as disobedient as he would if he didn't ask at all. People don't realize that. We don't realize, so many people don't, that the way you do a thing, if God told you how to do it, and you don't do it the way he said do it, then you're disobeying him. Now, you say to your little child, comes in and says, may I have so-and-so? And you say, won't you say, please, may I have so-and-so? You tell the child, say, please, see? Or you say, now say thank you, see? You're told to ask with thanksgiving. Right? You're told to seek with a whole heart, see? You're told to be honest about things. Now, you're not doing what God told you to do unless you do the thing the way God told you, if you know the way. Now, it might be you don't know the way. A good God, a wonderful God that loves everybody enough to give his son to die. I don't say he never hears a prayer from a man doesn't know anyway. Man comes and says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He may not know what it means for God to be merciful. He may not know the theological position, see. If he did know, he would ask in line with that. But he doesn't know, you see. But if you do know and don't ask in line, you're not obeying God. If I know how to do a thing and how God told me to do it, and I don't do it like God told me to do it, I'm disobeying God. And I then wonder, well, why can't I get an answer to my prayer? Great many people don't get answered to prayer because they don't obey God. They don't come to him right. Now, I said, ask and you receive. That's a law. That's a principle. But you've got to ask the right way. You remember that woman, the Syrophoenician woman, that came along and wanted the Lord to take care of her daughter, was grievously vexed with the devil. And the Lord went ahead, you know, went ahead, and she kept crying, you know. Well, now, when she first came to him, she came to him on the basis that Israel would come, see. So she came to him and on the basis of his Jews. Now, he came the first time to Israel. He came unto his own. Now, notice closer now. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. As a race, they didn't receive him. He was a Jew. He was a son of David. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them the right to become children of God, even them that believe on his name. Now, he came and offered the kingdom to Israel. John the Baptist preached and said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The people went out. There was a great awakening. But he was turned down as king, see. So he went out and died on the cross. Now, there's a mystery there. I know. I understand all that. You're not supposed to be able to fathom the depth of infinite wisdom and how an infinite God does a thing. But he came unto his own and only received him not. Well, now, this woman came to him as the son of David, see. And he said, as a son of David, she had no claim on him. Right? But now Israel had a claim on him as a son of David. He was a Jew. He was a son of David. He was a king. He's a divinely appointed king when he was born. The angel choir said, the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. He's an heir to the throne of David. When he comes back again, he's going to take the throne of David. Jesus Christ is going to be a literal king and reign on David's throne when he comes back. That throne is to be set up again in Jerusalem someday. And he's coming back and reign 1,000 years on this earth as king, king of the Jews, and a world king, and all the nations of the earth will bow to him, see. But when he came the first time, he came here as the son of David and offered the kingdom, and when the kingdom was rejected, then he went on up to Calvary and died to save the lost and save a lost world. So when she got on the bases where she was supposed to come and ask in the way she was supposed to ask, she got what she asked for. What was it? She said, now that you came to him as the Son of God. Now, not as a Jewess, but as a person who had a claim on him as the Son of God. Now, as a king, the Jews have a claim on him. He's that king, and he's coming back someday to sit on the throne of David. But as the Son of God, the Savior of the world, I become a child of God. Nobody can become a child of God that doesn't accept Jesus as the Son of God. All right. So when she came in the way she was supposed to come, she got what she asked for. See? Now she prayed, and he went on about his business, and he said, I've not come except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But when she came in the way she was supposed to come, she got what she was supposed to get. See? Now, let's remember that there. Now, for instance, notice what it says, asking you shall receive. All right? Does that always hold? The principle holds. But you've got to ask right. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's the plain word of God. Now, if I'm holding on to sin and say, now, Lord, give me this, give me this, give me this, and I regard iniquity in my heart, he'll not hear me. That's plain. Now, he'll forgive my sin. He'll give me a victory over my sin if I ask him, but I don't regard iniquity in my heart when I'm praying for victory over it. All right, now what else? If you hold on to sin, you can't expect to get your answer. You can't have your prayers answered. Asking as you receive, how? You mustn't regard iniquity in your heart. Lord, deliver me from sin. I'm sorry, forgive me. Now, I do not regard iniquity, Lord. Then what I get what I ask for. What else? Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. You haven't any claim on God, even as a Christian, except the claim that you got because Jesus died for you. So when I bring my petition to God, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. It's no accident that when people pray, they pray for Jesus' sake, or we ask in the name of Jesus. Of course, like many of them don't know what they're saying. They're just getting the habit of saying it. But that's the only way you can get to God. The only access you have to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get to God any other way. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He bore your sins in his body. Well, he said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So you come to God in the name of Jesus Christ. So you're not praying to God unless you pray right. Now, you may not know what's right. You may never have been taught what's right. And God's a merciful God, but if you know that Jesus died for you and rose from the dead and that you're supposed to come to God in him and through him, then you don't get to God any other way. Now, that's all clear in the Bible. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Read that in the Old Testament. We read it, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. He bore our sins in his body on a tree. So I come to God, the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what does he say? Ask and ye shall receive. What else? If ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, for instance, you've got a neighbor that you don't forgive. Now, you're not commanded to forgive people unless they ask you to forgive them. Let's remember that now. If thy brother trespasses against thee, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Now, I haven't any right to forgive a man for mistreating me, doing me wrong, and saying it's all right, unless the man is sorry for what he did. I mustn't hate him. I mustn't have any animosity against him. But if a man comes to me and says, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to forgive him. And if we do not forgive, we can't get forgiveness. See? There are conditions attached to all these things. All right, what? Well, you knock, you must mean business. You can't come around just playing around the house. You've got to come back in earnest about the situation. One time I heard somebody say years ago, said, the Bible says, knock and the door opened. Said, I knocked and said the door didn't open. Somebody said, well, you didn't knock loud enough or long enough to get the door open. See? God didn't pay attention to your little tap. You went in earnest. Just so knocked the doors. Just made a little light tap there, you know. You just better form, you know. Know how you do. You're taught to say your prayers, and so you just get out and say them. And just a matter of form. It's like the one time I remember a certain lady, I won't tell you who it was, but anyhow, somebody moved into the neighborhood, and this lady said, you know, I think I just seen them. I think they're wonderful people. I'm so eager to know them. I want to know those folks, you know. And down the street was another family moving in there. She said, I saw them today. Oh, said, I'll have to call on them, but my, I sure don't believe I ever get very close to those folks, you know. She went down the street where the one that she didn't want to get so very close to, you know. But social custom and duty made her feel that she had to call on somebody who was in the neighborhood. So she got out of there, and she just rang the bell. Nobody came immediately. She just stuck a card under the door, see, and went on about it. But she made the call all right, you know. Some people pray like that, see. They say, well, you know, we're told to pray, you know, pray without ceasing. So I'm going to say my prayers now. Just sort of matter of form. And they don't know what they're saying half the time. They're just saying prayers. All right. Now, down the street, this lady went down to see the other woman. She was eager to see her and her family. And she got down there and she rang the doorbell and knocked the door and went around one side. You don't see her, you know. Found out in the backyard in the flowers. Yeah, oh, yes, yeah, she was in earnest about that. She wanted to meet her. If you want God, you can always find him. You know, seek him with your whole heart, you know, you'll find him. So a great many of us, we don't really mean it, you know. But when we get in earnest about it, dead in earnest about it, we want the door open, we'll knock. And God knows a sincere knock. He knows whether you mean it or not. He looks at the heart. He knows whether you're in earnest or not. Oh, so many things we talk about, we don't mean a thing we say. Asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking shall be opened unto you. Ask, seek, knock. All right, ask what you want. Why, you say, well, can I get what I want? Anything you ought to have, you can. You ought not to ask anything that God doesn't want you to have. But whatever you want to have, if you have a right to have it, you can get it. Well, what do you want? Well, I'd like to have my sins forgiven. Well, all right, you can get that fixed up. You want to be saved? Well, whosoever called the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm a poor sinner. I can't save myself. Jesus died for me. I trust you. You can get it. Get whatever you ought to have. You can get forgiveness for sin. You can get victory over temptation. Yeah, he's able to keep you from falling, present you falls in the presence of his glory. You know, you can get what you ought to have. You want something you ought not to have? Well, don't fool around God and ask God to give you something you ought not to have. My God shall supply all your needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Well, don't ask him to make you rich. Just ask him to, Lord, supply my needs and send me this money if it's your will so I can use it for your glory. You know, some people want God to give them all he has. They wouldn't be satisfied if they didn't get a great deal of his wealth in the universe. He'll give you what you need. He'll supply your needs. That's his promise. He'll take care of you. Now, if you want his will in your life, that's what you want, and want what he wants you to have, you can have it. You don't have to worry about it. He'll supply your need. Ask, seek, knock. You know, it's a strange thing how we go on. That's a plain, wonderful statement. The Lord said it. All right, knock with sincerity. Seek how with your whole heart. Mean business. Ask how. Ask according to his direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Not holding on to sin. If you bring to the altar a gift and you get there and find your brother had all against you, go out and say, listen, I'm sorry the way I treated you. I want you to forgive me. Then come back and offer your gift. You can get by. You know, God's not broke. He's got plenty of everything. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him, and the hills are his, too. And all that's in the hills belong to him. And all the stars in the sky are his. He's not poor. He's rich in all of the wonderful resources and all the things that you need, you can have. You can have what you need, what you ought to have. And if you'll just take his word, pray in line with his word. Now, I wonder if you're doing that. How little we pray, most of us. We pray without ceasing. Hard attitude all the time. Hard attitude to pray. Anytime, anywhere. Call on the Lord. Wherever you are, you can. There's one thing I can do. I can pray anywhere. Some places I can't preach, and some places I can't talk, but I never saw a place I couldn't pray. As long as you can pray, you can get along. And you can pray anytime, anywhere, on any circumstances, in line with the will of God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. Ask, seek, knock. It's all so plain. You said it, Jesus. Now we knock at thy door today and pray you to give us what we need to do what you want us to do this day. If any sin in our lives, forgive us, Lord. And for the sake of Jesus, blot it out. Help us to be faithful in all things this day for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.